So most of us might say that we want to impact others for God. But as we look at Acts chapter 19, how can we learn from Paul about how he was able to impact others? So we're going to take a look at six things from Acts 19 that we can see how Paul was able to impact others for God. Let's go ahead and jump right on in. So in Acts chapter 19, Paul is in Ephesus and he comes across some people that don't yet believe in Jesus Christ. And here's what he says in Acts 19, verse 4. Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him." That is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's right. So if we want to impact others for God like Paul, we need to believe in Jesus Christ, just like Paul did, and just like Paul passed on to the people of Ephesus. So that's it. Believe in Jesus Christ first. And then next, after believing in Jesus Christ, if we want to impact others for God, just like Paul did, listen to what he said in Acts 19, verse 6, to the people that just then got saved in Ephesus. It says, "And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Now the men were about 12 in all. And so Paul knew that just like he was also empowered by God's Spirit and gifted by God's Spirit, he needed to pass that on to others as well, just like he did with the people in Ephesus in Acts 19. So if we want to impact others for God, yes, we need to believe in Jesus Christ ourselves. Yes, we also, though, need to get empowerment and gifting from God's Spirit. We must have that. Next, if we want to keep impacting others for God, just like Paul did, after these people got saved and empowered by God's Spirit in Ephesus, Paul stayed with them and kept teaching them God's Word. He kept teaching them about Jesus Christ. It says this in verse 10, "And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks." Listen to that. It doesn't say heard the word of the Apostle Paul. Paul would teach them God's word. It says heard the word of the Lord Jesus. So if we want to impact others for God like Paul did, we must be careful to help people, that we would speak God's word to them, because that's what they need for growth and maturity. And so as we cover these things in Acts 19, I want to encourage you to read the whole chapter to get greater context and clarity. We're just looking at a couple of key points here of how to impact others for God, like Paul. And so it says, as we pick up in verse 13, "Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, 'We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.' Also, there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?'" So, on how to impact others for God, obviously, my point 4 is here. Develop a relationship with Jesus. You and I need a personal relationship with Jesus. That's right. The 7 sons of Sceva said to this demon-possessed man, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." And this evil spirit who was in this man answered them and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" So let me just say, and this should go without saying, but you and I must develop a personal relationship with Jesus. That's right. We can't just quote the name of Jesus. We can't just say, "I want to do this in the name of Jesus, whom Billy Graham preached or someone else preached." It must be a personal relationship that you have. That's right. So you can have authority in the spiritual realm, but you and I must develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's right. And so you might ask, what happens when we try to impact others for God without having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, here's what happened to the 7 sons of Sceva in Acts 19. It picks up in verse 16 and says, "Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and
wounded. So when the seven sons of Sceva tried to impact others for God without having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the demon-possessed man took on these seven men, one man against seven men. He beat them up, tore off their clothes. So basically, if we try to impact others for God without having a personal relationship with God, you might say that we'll get bare and beat up, just like these men did. So don't do that. What we need to do in order to impact others for God, have and develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in His name, you and I will have authority in the spiritual realm. And number five of what I want to say on how to impact others for God, look to glorify the name of Jesus. That's right. Look to glorify the name of Jesus in everything you do. Here's what it says in verse 17. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Magnify means to make great. It can mean to esteem highly. It could also mean to get glory and praise. That's right. So the name of Jesus was glorified because of these things. The name of Paul the Apostle was not glorified. The name of his ministry was not glorified. It was the name of the Lord Jesus. If you and I can go into ministry impacting others for God, like Paul, we need to look at the end result, the net result of what God wants and what Paul was looking towards. It was not that he would glorify the name of Paul the Apostle. It was that the name of Jesus would be glorified. That's right. And then number six of what I want to say on how to impact others for God like Paul is that as you continue to speak God's word, the net result of what God wants in your ministry and through you is, yes, like 5 says, that you would glorify the name of Jesus and also that God's word would continue to grow. Here's what it says in verse 18. And many who have believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who have practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Listen, when the name of Jesus is being lifted up, and when you and I keep speaking God's word, the net result of what can happen is that people will have true confession of their sins, true repentance away from their sins. And what will happen? The net result, yes, like number 5 says, the name of Jesus will continue to be glorified. Also, God's word will continue to grow. The word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So how to impact others for God like Paul? Look to grow God's word. Why? Because that's actually what God is wanting to do. The end result of what should happen when you impact others for God like Paul did can be seen here in verses 17 as well as 20. The name of Jesus being glorified and God's word growing and prevailing. The word for grow and prevail is written in a way to say that it kept growing, it kept prevailing. The word of God kept prevailing over what? Over things like even the false prophets that were spoken of earlier. Growing and prevailing over even things like the magic and the idolatry and the worship of false gods and idols that was very prevalent in Ephesus, as well as, hey, in New York City where we are, and probably in your city too, where you live. So let's continue to look at impacting others for God, believe in Jesus Christ, get gifting from God's Spirit. Number 3, keep speaking God's word, develop a relationship with Jesus, and help others to do so. And hey, as you want to impact others for God, look to have the name of Jesus be glorified and continue to grow God's word. Well, that's it from me. God bless you, and hope to see you soon.